Invasive species have been corrupting Hawaii's environment since the first human contact, but recent generations have seen new invasives arriving at an ever-increasing rate. To date, there has been no single statewide agency to deal with the problem, which is why Senate Bill 2399, which would create a Hawaii Invasive Species Authority, is currently being considered. Earlier today, I asked Franny Brewer, Communications Director for the Big Island Invasive Species Committee, if the problem had reached critical mass.
I'm sitting here on the Big Island, surrounded by fire ants and albizia and coffeeberry borer and all kinds of things that are affecting our daily lives here. So I would say the answer to that question is yes from my end.
Are new invasive species introductions still happening?
Oh, absolutely. And with the increase in traffic, more goods coming into Hawaii, there's actually a higher risk now. So they estimate that there's about one new organism on average a day that makes it to Hawaii's ports. And just in insects alone, about 20 new insects are being accidentally established every year.
How?
Well, we ship in a lot of stuff. So lots of things are coming into our ports, and we don't have enough inspectors, and we don't have enough inspection facilities. So that's one of the big problems. There's sort of some gaps in coordination between the various agencies that are responsible for tracking invasive species. So without having the right kinds of communication software and technology, like e-manifest and that sort of stuff, it's really difficult for us to know where these things, if they're coming from the most critical pathways, right? So that's one of the things that you really want to focus on is looking at your high-risk pathways of things that are coming into the islands, and we don't have great capability at that. So one of the things that's proposed in the new biosecurity plan is that we're going to make major improvements to analyzing those pathways and really prioritizing the things that get inspected, because it's just impossible to inspect the tons and tons and tons of goods that come into Hawaii every day.
Franny, you just said something about having different organizations not having the same software. Are you painting a picture of different organizations that are kind of working on the same thing without adequate coordination of their efforts?
Yeah, that's right. So we have Hawaii Department of Transportation, Hawaii Department of Health, Hawaii Department of Agriculture, Department of Land and Natural Resources. You have aquatic resources. You have land resources. So you have all these various departments that need to coordinate on invasive species. But we don't really have a great process for integrating that. And that's one of the reasons that the Hawaii Invasive Species Authority has been proposed, to really help bring that communication and that integration together so that the departments are working in coordinated fashion.
I would have thought, I suspect a lot of people in Hawaii would have thought that this already had been in existence for some time. Certainly the problem's been in existence for some time.
Sure. And, you know, it's very challenging to bring all these people together. We do have a great example of us beginning to really get a handle on that with the Mamalo Poi Poi program, which is a program at the Department of Transportation. But it's working with the Department of Agriculture, working with the ISCS, working with a Hawaii Ant Lab to actually do inspections and trapping at the various airports to very actively be looking for some really high priority pests that we're concerned might be coming in.
Well, Franny, given, given resources to do everything you want to do, how would you deploy resources? What would you do if you were suddenly given a, you know, kind of a blank check?
I'm not in charge of that. there's a lot of different areas, right? So the way that biosecurity is looked at, there's pre-border, there's at the border, and then there's post-border. So there's, you know, the prevention, the things that might be coming in, and looking at the things that are coming in and what are the best ways to screen and keep things out and really have strict controls over what's coming into the island. So that's one area that's really important. And prevention is something that has the least cost in the long run, right? Like preventing something from coming in is going to be the cheapest way to control an invasive species. And then you have what's going on at the border. So you have your inspections, things that are, you have early detection, like we're doing with Mamalo Poi Poi, where we're at the airports, we're doing active traps to look for insects, to look for Africanized bees, things that we're afraid might be coming in. So we're doing these early detection efforts that if it does come in, we find it early so we can get rid of it. And then you have post-border, once things have kind of gotten here and gotten established, are we finding them early enough? Are we responding to them early enough? And so it's one of the proposals that's in the biosecurity plan and it's going through the legislature right now is, for instance, an early detection fund, a rapid response fund. We do not currently have a pot of money to draw upon if a new invasive comes in to quickly mobilize a team and go after that invasive species. And so sometimes these delays, while you're trying to secure funding, you're trying to establish, you know, what the next steps are going to be, who's going to be responsible, a delay like that, a year or two, can really allow an invasive species to spread. And so we want to make sure to get these mechanisms put into the legislature, put through the legislature so that we can have that ability to react quickly and be very nimble when we're responding to an invasive species.
Well, Freddie, what you described, those three stages you described, you know, prevention at the point of arrival and then once an invasive has been established, it gets more expensive with each step, doesn't it? Way more.
Absolutely.
Expensive.
Yeah, significantly so. The longer something is here, and we're finding that out on the Big Island, for instance, with little fire ants. So that's something that is costing people money every day now to live in, you know, most of the east side around Hilo or in Puna. You know, it becomes something that you have to do regularly. You have to have either yourself or you pay someone to treat your property for little fire ants or else it's unlivable.
How long has that been going on?
Well, little fire ant was first detected here in 1999. Mm-hmm. So that's something that, you know, by the time we really were able to respond to it, the Department of Ag was able to respond to it. The legislature established the Hawaii Ant Lab. So that was a great step. They came up with the tools that were needed. But by the time we had even found the ant, it was already so widespread that they were unable to eradicate it. That happened really quickly because people were not looking for it, they weren't paying attention, and it sort of spread very quietly and quickly through a very large area. That's an example of one of the biggest pathways that we have right now of things coming in through the nursery industry, the horticultural industry, importing plants. That's how we got Kochi frog, that's how we got the ant, that's how we got the semi-slug. You know, live plant material coming into Hawaii has been identified as one of the top pathways for future pests and diseases. So it's not something I'm even looking at saying, oh, well, this is how things came in the past. This was a 2015 report done by the Forest Service that was saying, okay, where are the next big pests and diseases going to come from? And they identified in live plant material as being the number one pathway. So that's something we have great concern. We've already seen it happen with some major pests, and we're afraid we're going to continue to see that happen if we don't get stricter controls.
Franny Brewer is the Communications Director for the Big Island Invasive Species Committee, which has offered testimony in support of Senate Bill 2399, a bill that would establish a Hawaii Invasive Species Authority. You can find links to the bill on our podcast page on hawaiipublicradio.org.